On Hunter Valley Today with Darren Kitrubi, continuing our conversation about the announcement by BHP yesterday that they intend to close the Mount Arthur coal mine by 2030. Joining me to discuss the announcement and the future is Robin Williams from the Mining Union. Robin, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Darren.
So what's your reaction to the announcement?
Oh, look, it was a bit of a surprise, and it'd certainly be a surprise for people that work at the mine. You know, even though that there's been some issues with respect to the mine being sold to somebody else, when you're told that your mine's going to close, and albeit 8 years, some people might think it's a long period of time, but when you're a coal miner working in a coal mine that was probably telling people when they were employing them that they had a long tenure, and in fact some people would have been expecting to retire at the mine, it comes as a huge shock.
What do BHP need to do to look after the workers with this announcement?
Look, BHP, they need to invest in supporting the thousands of workers at that mine. There's 2,000 people directly employed at that mine complex, and then there's obviously a number of other associated companies that indirectly would be affected by this announcement, and they need to make sure that they put in place some sort of plans to look after those people in the long run.
What about the fact that I believe a high percentage of the workforce, about 30-35% currently, will be at retirement age by 2030? Does this soften the blow by any stretch?
Oh, well, certainly if there's an ability for people to not be tipped out of employment and in fact can retire, that's obviously good for those people. But I guess the major concern or a bigger concern with respect to that is those jobs then wouldn't be replaced. That money then doesn't end up in the local communities. And I think people need to think a bit broader than just the directly affected mines. We've got communities that surround not only this coal mine, but a number of coal mines, and those communities will be impacted and they need to be looked after and considered.
So as far as the company itself goes, you said that you and the workers at Mount Arthur would be surprised by the announcement yesterday. What about also the fact that coal prices at the moment are, you know, pretty much at record highs? Does that add to the surprise?
Well, you know, obviously all coal companies and BHP in particular are making huge profits as we speak. And when I make reference to the surprise, I don't think that an announcement was a surprise to the workforce. I think the surprise is that, oh, your job's not going to be there in 8 years' time. I think that's the real surprise.
Would you expected them to stay there longer, you're saying?
Oh, well, my view is that that lease could probably be mined for a number of years. So, you know, workers are now being told that their jobs are going to be non-existent in 8 years' time. I suspect that the reserves of that mine would avail activities for a number of years well past there.
But BHP is saying that it's not financially viable to continue past 2030, hence prompting their decision, along with not being able to find a buyer, obviously.
Well, you know, that's BHP's, I guess, take on it. But coal's pretty viable at the moment, mate.
So what will you be doing with BHP to represent the workers moving forward?
Oh, look, we'll be advocating on behalf of our members and their families. BHP, they can't just cut and run. You know, they've got to invest in a plan for some future jobs, you know, economic activity in the area. I don't have any specific detail at this point. We're happy to work with any company with respect to this type of scenario, but they definitely need to just not cut and run and just leave people effectively dying on the vine.
And do your members talk about this in inverted commas transition? Have any of them expressed, I suppose, any encouragement towards learning to work in other industries that may come along now?
It's probably not been a huge topic within our mining sector at this point in time. It's certainly something that our energy sector and workers in the energy sector, they talk about all the time. Now, they're used to it. They've had announcements that there's going to be closures of places where they work, their power stations. So they talk about it quite regularly, but when you're talking about just transition, it's not a topic that's been, you know, readily discussed in the mining area.
And I suppose the other thing is things, for instance, like these renewable energy facilities like wind and solar farms, they're not employing anywhere near the amount of workers that a coal mine does.
No, no, absolutely not. And we've experienced that in the power sector, that those types of renewables, they just don't have the ability to accommodate the amount of labour that would be shed, in this example, from a coal mine.
Robin Williams, thanks for joining me on the program this morning.
Thank you, Darren.
This is Robin Williams from the Mining Union on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.